This webcast presentation is for Bank of America clients only. If you are a member or representative of the press or media, please disconnect now. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Nicholas Villani.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the afternoon session of Day 3 of the Bank of America Virtual Healthcare Conference. I'm Nicholas Villani, Head of America Specialist Sales here at B of A, and we're absolutely thrilled to have Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, the Chairman and CEO of NonQuest, here today. With that, I'll turn it over to him, and if you'd like to send questions, I can read them anonymously at the end. And with that, I'll hand it over to Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicholas. So there's a disclosure statement in slide number 2, and we'll go straight from there to the presentation. So I thought for this particular meeting, especially in the times of COVID, for me to step back and talk about our strategy towards registration trial in cancer with regard to NonQuest. And I'll remind all of you that we're in public in 2015, which you see on slide 3. And the journey there was recognition that NK was a very important molecule in the immune system, natural killer cell. And when we got Abraxane approved in 2005, the basis of Abraxis or Abraxane was the release of M1 macrophages. So in 1992, Hans Klingemann discovered the cell line, and by 2014, we acquired a controlling interest in his company and renamed the company NonQuest and took the public to the public in 2015, raising over $200 million. The reason I bring up this history is we've not gone to the financing markets remarkably from 2015 July to this point in time. And there was a very purposeful reason for that, because we wanted to go to the next 3 years, and that's the next slide, slide number 4, if you are watching from the slide deck, is that we, from 2016 to 2019, we want to establish this first-in-human concept of the triangle offense. By that, I meant the combination of the NK cell together with an IL-15 molecule that would activate the memory cell together with the Abraxane that would activate the macrophage. You'd have then the ideal triangle offense. But it was really clear to me by that time with the advent of CAR-T that we couldn't develop a process which would be hugely expensive until you had a product. So by December 2015, we spent our resources and time developing the first pilot GMP facility. By 2016, we had the nation's largest commercial scale licensed cGMP facility for cell therapy. By the way, as an aside, this will become important down the line as we talk about COVID. By 2017, we made the decision that we would now develop our very first product, which is the CD16T Hank, which is an off-the-shelf, high-affinity CD16, which could combine itself with every monoclonal antibody, the IgG1 monoclonal antibodies on the market, whether it be Herceptin, Cetuximab, Avelumab, and it become then a universal NK cell for every monoclonal IgG1. And in fact, by 2017, we had developed the world's first cryopreserved off-the-shelf CD16 and then took it into multiple INDs, as you could see in 2017, where we combined it with the Abraxane, the IL-15 NH03, and the HANK. We used, in this instance, Pfizer's PD-L1 Avelumab as the ADCC effect and pursued these multiple trials, but the ones that I want you to focus on today is metastatic pancreatic cancer, triple negative breast cancer, and Merkel cell carcinoma. By 2019, we had developed the second registration intent product called the PD-L1 T-HANK. And in so doing, we obviated the need of any checkpoint to be associated with these treatments of a combination cell therapy. So by 2019, this now was the world's first establishment of a high-affinity CD16, a PD-L1 T-HANK, and a natural killer cell that could be grown in a cryopreserved state, and trillions of cells demonstrated under a manufacturing plant that was commercial scale launch ready. So this was an unprecedented strategy to take the risk of building manufacturing plants that had the capability of being GMP launch. The next step was to take a bold step and demonstrate that regardless of the tumor type, whether it be metastatic pancreatic cancer, whether it be triple negative breast cancer, whether it be Merkel cell carcinoma, all three highly aggressive tumors, all three difficult to treat, and taking second and third line, fourth line, fifth line patients and showing that if we implemented this program of this triangle offense in these first of human combinations, what results would we get? And now I take you to the slides to show you through this 2016-2017 GMP commercial scale production to show you slide 5 that in fact we have completed this manufacturing plant. It is one of the most sophisticated plants that has now established under GMP over 3 trillion cells. We've dosed over 53 patients of 700 doses of over 2 billion cells per dose. We have now 1.5 to 1.6 trillion cells in storage, cryopreserved storage. And what's exciting when we place this in all our patients, over 50 patients, not a single patient had a cytokine storm. Next slide, slide number 6, shows you that we've now converted this cryopreserved, ready to use, off the shelf. When it reaches the hospital or the point of care or the clinic, it's literally thawed and hung. So instead of a process, we've now reduced this to a product. We reduce this not only to a product, but a universal product. For any patient that requires a CD16 HANK or PD-L1 T HANK, and since NK cells, we believe, was the key to the innate immune system and integrating that with the adaptive immune system, like a memory T cell, that combination together with the macrophages served as the basis of the triangle offense. And this then took us to our readouts. And if you go to slide 7, you begin to sort of see the readouts. By this year, this quarter, 2020, we're beginning the soft data lock for this question of this proof of principle of this triangle offense. If you were to take Abraxane, which is the M1 macrophages, and combine it with a PD-L1 T-HANK or a HANK, together with the IL-15, what would happen? Well, in metastatic pancreatic cancer, and we put out the press release today, second line, we saw a complete response. But not just an overnight complete response, a durable complete response, and the patient is now almost 5 months and 6 months ongoing with a complete response of metastatic second-line pancreatic cancer. In triple-negative breast cancer, we saw complete responses. Again, not just an overnight response, but a durable response even up to over a year. And in Merkel cell carcinoma, we saw not only complete response, but now ongoing complete response now lasting 3 to 4 years. So it is without question that our theory of orchestrating the innate and adaptive immune system was correct. And so for us, we wanted to now move on to our registration trials, which then takes us to where we are today. So where are we today? We have 3 indications for which you should focus your attention. The first, obviously, is the Merkel cell carcinoma, which we've opened and is active. The second is the triple negative breast cancer. And the third is the metastatic pancreatic cancer. So let's first focus on the Merkel cell carcinoma. As many of you know, this is a terrible disease, and we activated our third-line Merkel cell carcinoma as a trial, a registration trial. And let me take you back to our complete response data on slide 10. So in our proof of concept, it's an unpleasant slide, and I apologize for this slide, but this is the patient that enrolled in our first Nanquist trial in March 2016. So you will see that the patient has failed many therapies, and this is probably fourth or fifth line, failed checkpoint inhibitor, failed radiation, failed Pembro, failed TLR4 agonists, failed neutron beam therapy, and came to us in March 2016. And the response was dramatic. If you see the next slide on slide number 11, you then see that within 14 days, the patient responded to ANK. Now, if you recall, this was our first wild-type NK92, which we call ANK. By the third month, the patient had a complete response. By the fifth month, the patient had ongoing complete response. And by 40 months, over 3 years, the complete response endured. The patient then underwent maintenance and also a Pembro treatment, and went off treatment by July 2019. Today, I just checked in with his physician this morning to confirm it is May 2020, 4 years. He's been off treatment with no other further treatment since July 2019, and he is now completely free of disease according to his physician. I think this gives us the full confidence that beginning a third line trial of this disease, but using HANK, our CD16 activated NK cells, plus eculizumab, which is approved for this condition as a registration trial. And slide 12 gives you the trial design. And as you can see from this trial design, this could serve, even though it be a phase two, as a registration trial, if our data is consistent with what we saw with ANK alone. And here it is, it's ANK plus a PD-L1 inhibitor, eculizumab, plus N-803, the triangle offense. The N is 43 patients. We've now activated 2 sites, and we're activating 6 more sites. As you may be aware, this is a rare disease, and we anticipate our initial readout following the first 18 patients. And depending on the number of patients that be able to be enrolled, we anticipate early 2021 to give you a fair readout. It may be earlier, but I can't predict the number of patients that we'll be able to enroll. We'll probably get up to 10 sites. Let me now turn my attention to metastatic pancreatic cancer in slide 13. And to me, this is the problem that if we could solve, I think we'll lay aside any doubt that immunotherapy is the answer to the one of the most intractable diseases. We started this journey in 2005 when we developed Abraxane, and a pancreatic cancer approval was in 2013, as I recall. And I think this was the first change in treatment of pancreatic cancer for many, many, many years. And what Abraxane did, it provided the opportunity for M1 macrophage. We then received approval to go forward with our PD-L1 T-HANK. And in the process of a single agent phase one trial, we were called by a patient who had failed FOLFIRINOX, who's now in second line, and we received that special purpose IND, a compassionate or expanded access approval, to initiate that trial in which the triangle offense could be implemented. The next slide, 15, demonstrates those results, and I've now today will inform you the most up-to-date result on month 9. The result was dramatic. Within 5 infusions of this PD-L1 T-HANK and N-803, the CA99 dropped from over 4,500 to near normal. By month three, we demonstrated a complete response by PET CT and confirmed by month four. And I'm pleased to say today at month nine, the PET CT was reassessed again in April, 13th of April, and again confirmed a complete response. So this remarkable finding of a complete response in the second-line metastatic pancreatic cancer is indeed, to us, hugely encouraging that we are on the right track of tumor modulation, low-dose metronomic therapy, but more importantly, activating both the innate system with the PD-L1 T-HANK as well as the memory T-cell with the NH03. The next slide shows you the PET scan, slide 16, and as you can see, a pretty dramatic response after five infusions of our molecule. And this ongoing complete response by PET CT in this intractable disease. This has now led us to our phase two randomized trial, slide 17, in metastatic pancreatic cancer. And here is this open label randomized comparative study in which we'll take standard of care, which is Abraxane gemcitabine in first line, versus standard of care plus our triangle offense. Similarly, we'll do this also in second-line cancer patients in which the standard of care for second-line versus our standard of care second-line plus our triangle offense. I'm pleased to say this IND was now approved, and we are enrolling sites. We anticipate the trial to begin enrollment by June, and obviously we hope to get very rapidly some results since this is an open label randomized trial against standard of care that we'll present to you. Finally, triple negative breast cancer slide 18 is the path in which, again, we've demonstrated very interesting data. And as you know, Immunomedics just got approved. It's a comparator company with the ADC for triple negative breast cancer. And we presented these results before, but let me share with you now as we're doing the soft lock on this triple negative breast cancer, slide 20. And in slide 20, you will see the overall response rate by IRC is remarkable of 67% in triple negative breast cancer. By RECIST, it's 44%. But what is more remarkable, again, is this complete response. So 3 out of 9 patients have a complete response. 2 of them have been confirmed, and the 1 is on treatment and still being followed for confirmation. So that's a 33% complete response in our phase 1 trial. The progression-free survival for these patients, some are second line, some are third line, is 13.7 months. And what's remarkable is the overall survival median has not yet been reached, as you could see from the Kaplan-Meier slide on the slide C. I think what's most pleasing is that the duration of this complete response is durable in the sense that the longest patient so far with a complete response is now 17 months. So taken together, we have now, in summary, slide 21, in slide 22, taken you through this history. In 2015, we did the IPO, recognizing that we had now the ability to bring M1s together with NKs. 2016 to 2019, we spent our time building GMP scale production facilities so that we can generate trillions of cells. Built 2 products, CD16 HANK, PD-L1 T-HANK, ensured that they were cryopreserved, ensured they could be given safely in combinations in hundreds of doses, demonstrated proof of concept in our phase 1s and spins, complete responses in metastatic pancreatic cancer, complete responses in triple negative breast cancer, complete responses in Merkel cell carcinoma, lasting between 4 years in the Merkel cell. On the basis of that, having now the conviction that we can now go back out to the market and speak to the fact that we got to enter into registration trials, enter into discussions with the FDA, pursue with aggression the Merkel cell carcinoma, pursue with aggression registration trials with the registrational intent, pursue with aggression the first and second line metastatic pancreatic cancer, and complete our data lock and present our triple negative breast cancer to the FDA at the end of phase one meeting. So in summary, I would like you to focus on slide 22 as shareholders, in which the registration trial in slide 22 is the focus of what you should be focusing on in slide 23, I beg your pardon. If you go to slide 23, you will then see this is from 2020 to 2021. There's now tangible indications, tangible monitors of now our clinical outcomes of very unmet need, especially in pancreatic cancer and in Merkel cell carcinoma and triple negative breast cancer. So this has been the focus of our company to ensure that we were very prudent with the resources, very secure in the conviction that we could and should build GMP launch scale manufacturing plants before we actually started on the expensive path of randomized registration trials. Methodical about proving combination of IL-15 with our NK cell, IL-15 being an immunity bio and an NK cell being an NAD quest, demonstrating long-term complete responses and moving rapidly and aggressively with the FDA into registration trials. Let me take one more minute, and it'll be the last minute, and I hope everybody's keeping safe. This is the first virtual meeting I've had now. Presenting to at a banking conference, but COVID is clearly on everybody's mind. And we, as part of the addressing COVID, NanQuest has looked at treatments, and the treatments in COVID is obviously using the off-the-shelf natural killer cell, and the idea of using HANK as a CD16 as a ADCC enhancement for convalescent serum is very attractive, and we're submitting that IND. What may not have been very evident to our community is that Immunity Bio has been in the process for the last 2 years developing this GMP in the box, and this GMP in the box has been in clinical trials for osteoarthritis and for graft-versus-host disease in Europe. We've taken this GMP in the box at the level of NanQuest and built mesenchymal stem cells. And I'm pleased to say this IND just got approval for patients who are in the ICU to overcome the cytopathic storm. So I will close with that. And if there are any questions, I'd like you to take it back to slide 22 and just leave slide 22 up. So if there are any questions, I'm happy to take questions, and if there aren't any, please stay safe, and we'll get over this COVID.
Hi, Dr. Tsuchiyama, this is Nicholas again. There are no questions in the queue at this time.
Thank you.